Hey, Pope College, it's Friday. It's the last chapel of the semester. It's May Day. Yeah. It's sunny. Yeah. Peace of Christ be with you. We end where we began this semester with the word of the Lord from Colossians. Hear these words as Paul opens up his letter to the Christians in Colossae. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. And just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it is also bearing fruit and growing in you yourselves from the first day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. He's writing to his fellow Christians, and he's giving thanks to God because he's heard about their faith in the Lord Jesus, their love for all the saints and the great cloud of witnesses, because of the hope laid up for them in heaven. And this has all been made possible because he's heard this from Epaphras, a faithful minister in Jesus Christ. This morning, we want to just kind of bear witness of some of the hope that we've seen growing in our soil of hope. And to do that, we have our own Epaphrases. I'm not sure the plural, Epaphrasi. Cade and Paul and Cade and Josh. I want to say publicly that it is a rare privilege to go to work every day and to just love and enjoy the people you get to work with. And I think it would be right and proper for all of us to thank them for all the work that they do. Yes. 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 Let's thank Paul Chambliss in the sound booth for all the work that he does. Yes. And she's small, but she's mighty in spirit. Lori Bauman, stand up, take a bow wherever you're at. She helps our office run. Where are you at? There you are. So good. Hey, the Epaphrae of Keppel House, we want to bear witness of what we see growing, this hope that we've seen this semester. Again, Kate's going to share.
Something I've seen growing this year is the expanded vision of the Hope Way 2.0. 2.0, yep. We didn't even practice that. Okay. The Hope Way 2.0. some of you were there last fall when on an evening, it was perhaps maybe a little bit warmer than this, we gathered for the first ever Hope Way 2.0 event. And I'll be honest, Paul and I did not really know what to expect, if anybody would show up. We were hoping a few. And so many from this community came. And the most exciting part to me was that it erupted in what is my dream come true for this campus, a spontaneous dance party. And it was beautiful because the Keppel parking lot was full of people dancing, people you would not normally anticipate to see dancing. It was awesome. But that began this year. Continuing to talk about the Hope Way, which is this vision that particularly juniors and seniors will invest in the lives of freshmen and sophomores here on campus. And I saw fruit of this just last week when I was doing interviews for small group leaders for next year, a majority of whom will be juniors and seniors, a majority of whom said the reason they want to be a leader is because they want to get to know underclassmen, and because they are grateful for the people in their lives who came alongside them. More than once, I heard them say, I would not have the hope experience I've had unless these people have come alongside me. And so that is fruit of God working here. And it's not just about dance parties, and it's not just about small groups, and it's not even just about the Hope Way or this community, but it's this vision that God works when we take time to be intentional with people and to invest in people's lives and to find people in whom we want to invest in our lives as well.
Yes. Hey, we've been traveling through the book of Colossians, which is not a, it's not a book. It's a, from, who is in, to, that's always the hard one. Yeah, folks around a Colossae, who are under the influence and rule of Roman Empire, who advocate the position that Caesar is, you got it. And as we've been traveling through this book this semester, one of my favorite verses comes from the third chapter, verse 16, and it goes like this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ or God dwell in you richly. And one of my great joys this year is to actually see that scripture being lived out in so many of you, getting God's word in your belly as you eat it, as you chew it, as you swallow it, and let it get lived out in your lives on this campus. It was just last week that I met with two different students who I am meeting with on a weekly basis, memorizing scripture. They're getting the word of God in their belly. They're letting the word of Christ dwell in them richly. It was just a few weeks ago that we started another Talmudim group during the season of Lent, moving up to Easter, where several people memorized Colossians 1, 15 through 20. They're getting the word of God in their belly. And throughout this year, I've seen it over and over again. And you're a generation who all the data shows that you are a very biblically illiterate generation. But I say otherwise, because I see men and women like you who are getting the word of God in their belly and letting it change them, transform them, give them different lenses to see this world and to bring about the kingdom of God. That's what gets me fired up.
Fire up. I am new to Hope this year. This is my first year here, and oh, thank you. I said that so you would clap. No, not really. I came to this position and to this place with all kinds of ideas, and one of my big tasks in the fall was to figure out which of my ideas were good and which were really bad, and there were lots of both, I think. And one of the ideas that I had was to do an immersion trip to Holland, Michigan, and then I thought, that's a bad idea. Nobody would sign up. Students want to go away for spring break, and I totally blew it off. And then a couple weeks later, some students came to me and said, we have this great idea to do an immersion trip to Holland, Michigan. And I thought, wow, that is a good idea. And then the students took it, and they built this trip. And I watched God work in them. And then the students took this trip, and shockingly, people signed up. And I saw God work in this trip. And then people started coming up to me afterwards and saying, what an amazing idea. What an amazing group of students. What an amazing college that they would send students into this community right here in Holland. And I saw God work in all of that. And I think that there is just such amazing fruit that God is doing through you all, even in spite of bad ideas or good ideas that God is trying to inspire in us that we don't even pay attention to. And so one of the fruits that I saw was in me, that I learned one of the lessons that I wanted students to learn this year, that this is God's work and that we are not doing these things for other people, but God does things in people. So God worked through you all this year to change something in me.
Hello. From the worship pastor's perspective, what am I supposed to do to follow that? Okay. So from the worship pastor's perspective, one of my bubble bursters when I train the worship team or I teach the class, is that we're not a praise team. We're a worship team because the Psalms describe many other movements in worship that we're called to do. Intercession, exaltation, supplication, lamentation, adoration, on and on. There's several things that we do other than celebration and thanksgiving or just praise music. So I knew over the summer, last summer, that I needed to still grow as a worship leader in celebration because we were coming in with Philippians. And in Philippians 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And I noticed in my study of the Psalms that it says, shout unto God 13 times. And that's a command for us. And I was trying to figure out, God, how am I going to do that? I'm just this white boy doing progressive rock music. How do you get people to really move and loosen up and have joy? And I want you to know that from the beginning of the year, out of the Grove, there was a kind of joy that has pervaded our worship life this year that has transformed my life. Because sometimes it's hard to get back up here 2, 3 times, 4 times a week to lead songs again and again. But you guys are the ones who have taught me to rejoice in the Lord always. So I want to thank you.
I have a mic.
Amen.
I know, I have a mic.
Oh, he's got a mic.
I got a mic.
I'll talk in this.
Okay. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it is bearing fruit among yourselves from the first day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. One of the things I see happening is that comprehension is taking place. And I've had conversation upon conversation where people talk about who they are, not in relationship to all the reductions that happen, but in their relationship to who Christ is. And in that kind of new identity in Christ that I see growing at Hope College among ourselves, it brings us together to be part of this great cloud of witnesses symbolized by these windows. And this has been a year where there's been a lot of things to celebrate. But one of the things I celebrate the most is that Christ is Lord, not Caesar. And that in Christ, our identity in Christ, we get to participate in this great cloud, this body together. So we want to say thank you. It happened and it's happening. This hope of Christ is growing right now in the whole world, but even in this soil of hope. Thank you all very much. You are loved to a person. We want to make a special invitation to all of you on Sunday night, our final gathering. Specifically, you seniors, we want to invite you for the Rope of Hope. Invite your friends. Invite your professors. Sunday night is going to be a joy-filled, explosive evening of joy, as Josh talked about. All in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's May Day. Go in peace and be safe.